USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is closely monitoring a pair of Iranian ships that may be headed to Venezuela. It's unclear if the ships are carrying weapons. Iran and Venezuela are allies and have been the subjects of stiff American sanctions. President Biden will not be reluctant about raising certain issues with Russian President Vladimir Putin when the two leaders meet later this month, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during the briefing.
I don't think we're setting this up to be a meeting where is going to be, an outcome that resolves every issue or every challenge in our relationship.
Republicans on Capitol Hill criticizing the Biden administration for waiving sanctions on a Russian pipeline to Germany. Facebook banning former President Trump until 2023 when they'll revisit their decision. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything.
Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
One country is not too excited about looking into the origins of COVID-19.
As the world tries to get to the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, China is stonewalling the investigation, going as far as to threaten nuclear war with the United States. Former White House coronavirus testing czar Brett Jarrah on Fox News says lab leaks are not uncommon.
SARS has leaked out of laboratory and even caused secondary deaths. We know that in 1979, anthrax leaked out of a Soviet laboratory and killed 60 people. So lab leaks are not uncommon, and I really think data like people getting ill in November from the laboratory, if that proves true, that coincides exactly when we know this virus hit China.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Trump says the ruling that'll keep him off Facebook for a while is an insult. The former president blasting the decision, which means he won't be allowed on the social media platform until January 2023. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the border crisis continues, hundreds of protesters gathered outside a Scottsdale, Arizona hotel that is serving as a temporary housing spot for illegal immigrant families. The lodging plan is part of an $87 million contract with the faith-based nonprofit Endeavors. The contract will last through September 30th, though hotel rooms are intended to house people for 72 hours or less.
We don't know who these people are. We've been told that there will be anywhere from 1,200 to 2,000 residing there.
Scottsdale resident Jeff Gonzalez is one of the protesters.
We don't know what their background is, if any of them have criminal activity. And, of course, they're at a hotel, not a prison facility. So it'll be interesting to see if they count the number walking in, they count the number walking out, if it's the same number. And that's what our concern is, that there may be some element that we don't want in there that escaped from there. And, you know, we're a residential neighborhood. We've got a lot of children and grandchildren here.
It turns out the sightings of unidentified flying objects are likely not alien-related. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was asked about UFOs on Fox News.
People immediately start thinking about extraterrestrials and little green men. We're not at that stage here. What we're saying is there are things that are not ours. There are things that are not ours flying over military installations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.